Amen. If there's ever the gospel in a song, we've heard the gospel this morning. Let's praise Him. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, God, we rejoice. Our sins are forgiven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's not just a beautiful, wondrous story, this gospel. It's the power of God to change our lives. If you're here and you need a life change, He's able to change your life, forgive you your sins. Hallelujah. Would you turn with me to Mark chapter 16? Once again, so delighted for everyone that's here. We turn our hearts to the Word. And from the comments I just made, I think of what Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. I believe somebody can leave here with meaning and purpose, destiny, a life change this morning. Amen. Would you stand for the reading of God's Word? We're just going to read four verses of the story. And when the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Salome had bought sweet spices that they might come and anoint Him. And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came into the sepulchre at the rising of the sun. Notice their question. And they said among themselves, "Who shall roll us away the stone from the door of the sepulchre? Who shall roll us away the stone?" It's on their minds. Verse 4. And when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. They had one question: who's going to roll away the stone? But when they looked, the stone was rolled away. I wish somebody would take a look this morning and recognize the stone has been rolled away. I want to preach this morning. I want you to take this personally. He will roll the stone away. He will roll your stone away. Amen. Father, shut up our hearts to the truth. God, You've divinely brought somebody in this service to change their life in eternity. We rejoice in the power of Christ. May the Spirit of the Lord be with the preaching of the Word this morning. May we leave here with our hearts warmed over and over with this story of Your love and mercy and forgiveness and power and resurrection. In Jesus' name, you can be seated. I was reading, a man was sharing, when his kids were young, on a Sunday afternoon, they were driving through town, and they were passing a cemetery. And there in the cemetery, they had just recently dug a grave. The dirt was piled open, and the grave's mouth was gaped open. And as they were passing by, the little five-year-old boy in the back seat, he started hollering out, "Dad, Dad, look, look, Dad, one got out." Well, I'm glad to say this morning, 2,000 years ago, the one got out. Oh, hallelujah. I said hallelujah. All four Gospels make pains to note that on this day, 2,000 years ago, the stone had been rolled away. I think that means something to us today. I think everybody here, especially as adults, you've had that feeling. There was a store, it was the bank, it was an office, it was somewhere you needed to get into to talk to somebody and get something. And so you walked up to the door and you got a hold of the handle and you was going to jerk it open, and the handle is jerked out of your hand because the door is still locked. How many knows that feeling? You've got to get in there. You've got to talk to somebody. You've got to get something. but the door is locked. You know, I believe there are folks that way this morning. Amen. You would like to believe. You would like to have faith. You would like to know your sins are forgiven. You would like to have hope. You would like to have meaning and purpose. You are seeking love. But every time you get a hold of the handle of the door, it's jerked out of your hand, or should I say out of your heart, because it feels like the door is locked. Maybe you've been going to the wrong door. Because I tell you this morning, if you really need those things, I've got good news. He's opened up the door. He's rolled away the stone. You can believe. You can have life. You can have hope. You can find out what real love is, because the door's been unlocked. The stone has been rolled away. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad Jesus has opened up the way to eternal life? Hallelujah. As certainly as God rolled away the stone from Jesus' grave, He will roll away the stone that keeps you from entering in to joy and peace and meaning and salvation. Amen. I don't want to be redundant, but I want to emphasize one more time. Even on that occasion 2,000 years ago, the stone was rolled away. The stone was rolled away. Oh, hallelujah. I said the stone was rolled away. I believe God is many things, but I believe God is a gentleman. Anyone believe that? I still believe gentlemen open doors for the lady folk. Call that my southern upbringing or whatever, but gentlemen open the doors for lady folks. I've done that before and got a dirty look from some women, you know, some woman liberal or something, I don't know, but what are you doing? Open the door for me. And it always reminds me of that fella. He opened the door for a lady. She gave him a dirty look. She said, "You don't have to open the door for me because I'm a lady." He said, "Ma'am, I didn't open the door because you're a lady. I opened the door because I'm a gentleman." I want you to know God is a gentleman. And He saw those ladies. I said He saw those ladies headed to the tomb. And being a gentleman, He spoke to an angel and said to the angel, "See those ladies? The door's closed. See those ladies? The door's closed. Angel, you be a gentleman. You go open the door for them." And when they got there, who's going to open the stone? Who's going to roll away the stone? Who's going to open the door? And when they got there, the gentleman had stepped in and had opened the door for them. Hallelujah. How many believes our God is a gentleman? Hallelujah. But you see, make no mistake about it. Listen to me. Make no mistake about it. The stone was not rolled away to let Jesus out of the tomb. Even we read just a few chapters later, in His resurrected body, the doors are locked and Jesus materializes through the wall and comes into the room. He don't even need a door open. Make no mistake, the tomb was not open. The stone was not rolled away to let Jesus out. The stone was rolled away to let the ladies in. Not just the ladies, but it was rolled back to let us in. Glory to God. Amen. Jesus rolled, or the Father rolled away the stone that the ladies might enter in. Amen. Why? Because God wanted them to know that Jesus had risen, just like He said. Hallelujah. You know, there was a mixed purpose here. They wanted in to put fresh spices on the body, but God let them in so they could see that He, Jesus, was risen from the dead. Amen. The stone was not just keeping them from getting in there with the spices for the body of Christ. The stone was keeping them from seeing that Jesus' body was not there, that Jesus had risen. Could I just put it this way? The stone was keeping them from believing. The stone was keeping them from being saved. The stone was keeping them from a life change. The stone was keeping them from joy. The stone was keeping them from purpose and love, but God rolled the stone away to let them in, that they might believe and see that He's risen and be saved and have joy. And He'll roll your stone away too. Oh, hallelujah. Whatever's keeping you from faith, whatever's keeping you from believing, He'll roll your stone away. Oh, can somebody say amen? You see, the stone was the barrier to their belief, and God removed the barrier. Jesus knew there's no other way to be saved. Man in a sinful mess, and there's no other way but he died. And he began to prepare his disciples, and the ladies were in the group. He said, I have come to save you from your sins. But to do so, I must go to Jerusalem. And they're going to take me by wicked hands. And they're going to ill treat me. And they're going to kill me. But he said to them, I will rise again. And because I live, you will live also. I will save you from the death of your sins. I will give you new life. You will live forever. Because though they kill me, I will rise again. Those ladies with the disciples, they had watched the first part of what he said come true. They had watched Jesus arrested. They had been with him at Jerusalem. They had seen him spat upon. They had seen his beard plucked. They had heard and seen that whip fall across his back. They had seen when he was nailed to the cross. They had seen when he hung there for all in his shame to see. They had watched his breasts grow more and more shallow. They had even watched him cease to breathe. They had watched as the Roman soldier took the spear and thrust it into his side and the blood and water come out. They had seen it all. They had seen the first part of it, but they had not seen the second part of his message. Even they had watched as they wrapped the body of Jesus up. They had watched as they laid that body on the burial shelf in Joseph of Arimathea's tomb. They had watched as the stone was rolled across the mount. They had seen all that, but there's something they had not seen. They had not seen that he was risen, and God rolled the stone back so they could see that too. It's certainly as they saw him hang on a cross, they saw that he is not here. He is, and God wants you to see. I said, God wants you to see, and he'll roll back the stone so that you could see he is risen, and he is Lord, and he is Savior. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. They were crushed. They were grieving. They were hopeless. They were without light. They could not believe the stone was in the way. But God removed the barrier. I want to say, in the danger of redundancy, if you're here this morning, you've not committed your life to Jesus Christ. You've not known salvation. God wants you to know this life-changing message of his resurrected Son. And he wants you to know it to such a degree, even this morning, he'll do everything possible. Everything possible to make it so you can believe if you want to believe. He'll take away every stone that's blocking a person from believing. I want you to ask, if you're not a believer this morning, I'm not being ugly. I just want you to be helpful to yourself. But if you're not a believer, I want you to answer the question, what's keeping you from believing? What's keeping you from knowing the joy of knowing Christ? What's keeping you from coming to God and entering into eternal life and salvation? And then I want to tell you, whatever it is, if you will let him, he will remove that barrier so you can come and know for yourself. Isn't that the great kind of God we serve? In Mark chapter 16, it makes note that the stone was very great. That thing between you and God, it may be huge, like it was to them. But if you will come to God, doubts and all, come to God, unbelief and all, come to God with whatever that barrier is, you will find that he'll remove it. You will see, you will experience that the resurrected Lord died, shed his blood to forgive you, but he rose again to give you new life. You'll see it for yourself. I don't even want to try to imagine, amen, what that stone in your life is, that barrier, that stone. I could come up with a few things that people keep them, allow to keep them from believing. One is a sin. You don't think that you can give up or be forgiven of. If that's your stone this morning, a sin in your life, you say, I can't give it up or I can't be forgiven. I want you to know that stone too, he'll roll away. I've heard it for so many folks when I've reached out and done soul winning. So many people you invite to church and talk to them about Jesus, and they say, oh, I can't go to church, too many hypocrites there. I want to tell you something. If hypocrisy of others is keeping you from Christ, if you'll let him, he'll roll that stone out of the way. Amen. Maybe you've already thought what it is. Maybe it's a grief. You feel like somebody was taken from you and you're sorrowing. Maybe it's anger, bitterness, things that are keeping you from God. He'll roll that stone away. Maybe it's abuse. Maybe something happened to you when you were a child, molested and abused. He'll roll that stone away. Maybe it's just tainted thinking. Amen. The erroneous philosophies and education of the world has gotten a hold of you, and you doubt God, and you doubt Christ, and you doubt if it's tainted thinking. If you really want to come to him, if you really want life, he'll roll that stone away. Oh, hallelujah. I don't know what it is. Maybe you've already thought of it. I just want you to know, whatever the stone, he will roll it away, that you might believe. I want you to notice, secondly, something I never contemplated before. But not only was the stone rolled away, it was sat on. The stone was sat on. I don't want to read too much into this, but look at verse 2. There was a great earthquake. The angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone. And after he rolled away the stone, I don't think it was just because he was tired with the effort. He needed to sit down and rest a while. Do you think it was that? I'm going to surmise a little bit, but just see if it doesn't fit. Not only did the angel roll away the stone, he sat on it to say, I've opened up the way, I've moved the stone, and it's not rolling back. Amen. I've not only opened it up, I'm going to make sure it stays open. How many knows God's able to do that? He's able to open up the way and make sure that it stays open. The angel sat on the stone. It's not going anywhere till the ladies get to the tomb. It's not going anywhere until the ladies look inside. That which keeps you from Christ, God will not only roll out of your way, he'll keep it out of your way, that you might believe. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad the tomb was kept open? He sat on the stone. It was kept open not only for those ladies. It was kept open for Peter and John and the others that came and looked inside. But I believe he's kept it open even today. If you really want to, you can look in. You can believe. Hallelujah. I'm so thankful. I found that everybody that looked in, they believed. You know, Mary was there, and she had looked in the tomb, and she went to Peter and John and said to them, they have taken away the Lord out of the sepulcher. Still hadn't understood yet, but she's going to. But when Peter and John heard that, the Bible says they immediately ran to the tomb, and John outran Peter. But when he got to the tomb, John threw on the brakes, and he just stood in the doorway looking in. But Peter, when he got there, he ran on in, and Peter saw the linen clothes wrapped together and the napkin that was on his face lying in a separate place folded. And the Bible says, as Peter was looking that over, John also went in. And the scripture says, when John saw, he believed. Hallelujah. Why? The stone was rolled back. And everybody, not just for the ladies, but that John could look in. And I want to tell you, if you take an honest look, even you ought to know two things. Number one, the stone's been rolled back. It's open for you to look in. And if you would take an honest look, if you would honestly look in this morning, you could know it personally, that he is risen. He's your Savior, and you could be saved. You could believe. The stone's not going to. Skeptics try. They've turned everything they can with every false theory to roll that stone back over the tomb, Brother Brock. But no skeptic has been successful, because the angel sat on it. It's not going anywhere. Then I want you to notice, not only did God roll back the stone, not only did he have the angel sit on it so it wouldn't roll back, but God even provided a tour guide at the open door. Hallelujah. You ever been to those historical places and they got tour guides, right? God rolled back that stone, angel sitting on it, and there's a tour guide there when the ladies got there. Let's read verse 6. The angel spoke and said, look, go ahead, take a look in. Come on, ladies, go ahead, look in. Let your eyes get adjusted to the dark. Look in. Yes, right there, that burial shelf. That's where they wrapped him up. That's where they laid him, right there. But ladies, I want you to notice something. He is not here, for he is risen. As he said, come see the place. It's already a historical place. Come see the place where, past tense, the Lord lay. Oh, what a tour guide. He interpreted what they were seeing. He let them know what they were seeing was for real. Amen. The angel said, amen, this is a real thing. Jesus has risen from the dead. You say, what is that to us? I want to tell you, I've been preaching this morning. You may have read this in the scripture, but I have found that God always sends a tour guide. And you know who it is this morning? It's the Holy Spirit. I've told you that the door of the tomb is open and Jesus is risen. But if you would listen in your heart, the Holy Spirit, not an angel this time, but that Holy Spirit would be there speaking to your heart and saying, what that preacher's saying, that's the truth. It's real. Jesus did resurrect from the dead. And not only that, not only can you know that he's alive, but if you would surrender your life to Jesus, you'd find him to be alive and real, and he would change your life now and for eternity. That you feel right now, that tug, maybe you interpret it as an unsettledness, but that's the Holy Spirit reaching out with the love of God so that you can know eternal life. And the Holy Spirit is telling you, if you just listen, shut the voices of the skeptics. Don't listen to the voice of doubt and darkness. If you listen, the Holy Spirit would be telling you, it's for real. It's real. Jesus has risen. He died for your sins. He rose again for your justification. And whosoever shall call upon his name shall be saved. And the life that resurrected Christ from the grave, it'll move into your heart. It'll resurrect new life within you. Aren't you glad he sent the tour guide? Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. There were some that were determined not to believe. They would not listen to those that had looked into the tomb. The stone is rolled away, and yet some chose not to believe. All the evidence was there. And so beyond the evidence, amen, the angel pointed out the facts. And today, beyond the evidence I have shared, if you'd let him, the Holy Spirit would point out it's real. Last of all this morning, not only did God roll away the stone, not only did the angel sit upon it, not only was a tour guide provided, but Jesus showed himself to them. Oh, hallelujah. I got excited about this because, you see, it's never just the empty tomb. Remember this. The ground, the historical ground of our faith is never just the empty tomb. It's the empty tomb and the post-resurrection appearances of Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus coupled the evidence of an empty tomb with his very presence. Mary had seen the empty tomb, her mind still seeking for explanations. But Jesus showed himself. See, it wasn't enough just to have the angels. The angel said to the woman, what are you seeking for? And she said, they've taken away my Lord out of the sepulcher. She turned herself and heard a voice saying, woman, what seekest thou? Whom are you looking for? And she in her grief supposed that he was the gardener and said, sir, if thou hast borne him, hence tell me where thou hast laid him and I'll take him away. And Jesus simply said, Mary. She recognized the tones of his and fell down and said, my Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Master. Rabboni. Hallelujah. What am I saying? All the evidence is there. That would really be enough. But beyond the evidence, he couples it with his presence. Hallelujah. Those disciples, they had seen. Peter and John, they had looked into the empty tomb. Amen. That's evidence enough. But they're gathered there together with the doors locked. And suddenly, there Jesus is. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad that he makes himself known with his presence. Glory to God. Walking on the road to Emmaus, they had heard about the empty tomb. They had heard from those that had looked into it. The evidence is all there. Oh, but there's something else. As they walk along, suddenly he's there walking with them. He's there at the table with them. He's sharing the word of God. He's breaking the bread, and their eyes are open, and they recognize his presence. Oh, hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I know there was a doubter. I know his name was Thomas. He had heard all about that empty tomb. The evidence was there. But he said, I will not believe until I put my finger in the nail scars on his hands and thrust my hand into that wound in his side. And there, 8 days later, Thomas is with the disciples in that upper room. And suddenly Jesus is there again. Peace be unto you. Thomas, you said you would not believe. You said the evidence of the empty tomb was not enough. But Thomas, go ahead and do what you said you want to do. Here's the nail prints. Put your finger here. Here's where they pierced me with the spear. Go ahead, put your hand there. The scripture never says Thomas took Jesus up and did any of those things, because suddenly in the presence of Jesus, he knew that it was real. Listen, you've heard the evidence this morning, but I want you to know something else. Because he is risen, he is here this morning. He is walking the aisles. You've heard the evidence, but he's letting his presence be known to you. And if you'd fall down like Thomas and say, my Lord and my God, he'd change your life. Hallelujah. Would you come, music? He'll roll away the stone. People let things keep them from believing. Let things keep them from coming to Christ. But he'll roll away the stone. He'll send the Holy Spirit. But most importantly, because he is resurrected, he'll make his presence known to you. Isn't he a wonderful Savior? Oh, what a Savior. He wants to change somebody's life here this morning. I was talking on the phone this week to a good friend of mine, pastor friend of mine. And he was talking about times in his life that he felt like God really spoke to him. He had a brother away from God, claimed to be an agnostic, atheist, whatever, didn't believe in God at all. And the brother had gotten in really bad shape. Not only spiritually, he was in bad shape physically. Physically in bad shape, and with painkillers or whatever, that added a new dimension. Familial problems, dark time in his life, still claiming there was no God. He didn't believe. He said, I just don't believe. And my friend didn't know the awful shape that he was in, his brother was in. But he said one morning, and he lives about, I think it's about 2 hours away. He said one morning he got up and he said God spoke to him. Hadn't seen him in a long time. He said God spoke to him and said, drive to your brother's house. God, it's really early, really, really early. Go to his house. He said, I got in the car and drove that distance. He said, I got to the front door and I knocked on it. And he said, my brother opened the door and he looked terrible, but beyond terrible, his face was just astonished. He said, well, come on in to my friend. And then he said to his brother, my friend, he said, you know, I was at the very end, very end. I didn't believe in God. But this morning I've been praying over and over, God, if you're really real, send somebody. I haven't contacted somebody that has no reason to. Send somebody to my door this morning to tell me about you if you're really real. And there was my friend knocking on the door. How many believes he will roll away the stone? You can believe if you want to believe. I kept telling myself I would not mention this. But I have found in most people's cases, it's not that they can't believe. It's that they will not believe. The evidence is there. The Holy Spirit tugs. Jesus makes his presence. It's not that they can't believe. It's that they won't believe. One of the saddest scriptures, when the crowd melted away, Brother Wilson, Jesus said, you will not. He didn't say you can't. He said, you will not come unto me that you might have life. You can believe. If you want to, you can believe. The world will pump all these reasons not to believe. He'll roll away every stone. He'll take away the barrier of your... You can believe. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Would you stand across the building? Amen. If you're here, you have found the stone rolled away. I want you to lift your hands and worship God this morning. Thank Him. Thank Him. Thank Him. The stone has been rolled away. I'm trying to preach without just... Let me tell you something. You don't believe this. What are you going to believe? What other message has hope in this life, in the next? What other message in the world can give you the assurance that your sins are gone? There is none. What other belief can give you true meaning and purpose and assurance of eternal life? There's none. Would you bow your hearts all over the building? You're here this morning. You say, Pastor, I know what you're talking about. Even while you were preaching, I felt something tugging at my heart. That's the Holy Spirit. Oh, what a merciful God. What a merciful God. He opens the door. He has the Spirit there drawing you. And if you're really honest, you're feeling something you haven't felt. It's the presence of Jesus. You say, well, I don't feel any of that. Maybe you're not looking in. Maybe you're not just bending over. Maybe you're like John. You're still hovering at the door. I wonder if you're here this morning and you'd simply say, I need this Jesus. Are you here? You'd lift a hand this morning and say, I need this Jesus. I need this Jesus. I'm looking all over the building. You're here this morning. You say, I need this Jesus. I need Him in my life. I need Him in my heart. I need Him for now. I need Him for eternity. Are you here? You lift a hand and say, I need this Jesus. Hallelujah. God bless you back here. Hallelujah. Is there someone else that lift your hand and say, I need this Jesus. I want to believe. I'm going to quit allowing things to keep me from believing, because He's rolled the stone away. I'm going to believe Him this morning. I'm going to believe that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world, my Savior. Anyone else like to lift a hand? Say, I need Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm going to open the altar for this one that's lifted their hand. We're going to pray. And as we're praying, we use this step. We use this step as an altar. And if you really need a life change, if you really need Jesus, I want you, as we're praying, no one's going to be looking around. We're all going to be praying. I want you to come to this altar. There'll be folks here to pray with you. You just say, I'm looking into the through the door. I'm looking into the tomb. He truly is risen, and I feel His presence. I feel Him touching me, speaking to me. I need Him this morning. Let's pray, church. And as we're praying, this one that lifted your hand, others, you need Jesus. Would you come? Father, thank You for this gospel of hope. Thank You for this gospel of light. Thank You for the change that You make. Thank You for the difference that You make. Thank You, Lord, that whosoever shall call upon Your name shall be saved. Holy Spirit, may someone yield to You right now. You're drawing, You're speaking, You're touching. Hallelujah, with Your Spirit upon Spirit. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Would You come? Right now, you need Jesus. Would You come? Would You come? I'm going to invite the church to begin to come. And if you need Christ, come with the church. Amen. There'll be somebody that'll notice that you're at the altar. They'll pray with you. Would you come? Amen. Come ahead, church. And if you need Christ, come with these that are coming. You that lifted your hand, you come with these. And they'll pray with you. They'll be right there. Let's fill this altar. Hallelujah. Oh, He is risen. If you'll but believe, He'll roll away the stone from your heart. He'll roll away the stone from your heart. You can believe. You can see. You can know. Will you believe? Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
You know, hallelujah. My way.
Amen. Look around. There's someone Amen. That's come to pray for salvation. Pray with him this morning. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, he's here. He's here. His presence is here. He is here. Hallelujah. Will you believe? Will you believe?
Every season.
Hallelujah.
I know you love me.
Jesus, call upon his name. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. A life change.
Hallelujah.
Pour out your heart to God. These that are praying, pour out your heart to God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord, you search me.
Oh, call upon his name. He'll change your life and your eternity. He'll change your life and your eternity.
I fail.
Change your life and your eternity.
Your holy presence.
Oh, thank you,
surrounding
Jesus.
Surrounding me.
Oh, God. It's good news. It's the gospel. Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners.
I know.
That's his purpose. That's his reason.
Let
him roll away the stone from your heart that you could enter in. Let him roll away the stone from your heart that you can enter in and believe. Don't leave here with the stone across your heart.
Your glory fills the highest place. What can separate me now? You go before me. You shield my way.
Hallelujah. Jesus, you're the Son of God. You're the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. Hallelujah.
I know. I know you love me. At the cross I bow my knee, where your blood was shed for me. There's no greater love than this.
Let him roll the stone away from your heart. You can enter in. Isn't his presence wonderful? Be in his presence. Let him make known his love for you. Don't leave without this wonderful Savior. It's never too late. Take another look. Listen to the Holy Spirit.